From fashion to sports and technology, young people today are leading in almost all sectors, Mr. Alindawi said.
No matter whether we look to development issues, to peace and security, to issues related to tackling climate change, in all of these fronts, we need to engage young people because they are capable, they are ready, and they are very much able to do the heavy lifting for implementing the new goals.
He noted that the world is more mindful of the risk of not inviting young people to help implement the goals. The SDGs must resonate with everyone, says Tricia Shetty, the founder of the nonprofit, she says, that seeks to end gender discrimination in India by encouraging young people to become agents of change to achieve the SDGs.
I look at the SDGs as a, you know, rights-based agenda. You may not know the specific goals, but if you are hungry, you are acutely aware of your hunger. If you are subject to poverty, discrimination, violence, you are acutely aware of that. You want to set some sort of balance. You want to have your rights be achieved and fulfilled. So if you look at that as a template, the Sustainable Development Goals then serves as a framework. And also the very slogan, leave no one behind, accounts for the most marginalized, accounts for the vulnerable. So just in those words, I think the Sustainable Development Goals has a lot of meaning and relevance.
Over the past 25 years, extreme poverty has dropped from 40% to under 10%, ECOSOC President Frederick Chava shared in his opening address at the UN Youth Forum. For many, increased global prosperity has led to more opportunities for better health care, better education, and decent jobs, he noted. But this progress has not been even, Mr. Chava said, adding that 2016 had been characterized by a wave of global discontent.
Still in 2016... we continued to see many despondent young people in search of increasingly elusive employment, even as we saw an increase in the radicalization of many seemingly well-adjusted young people. As 2017 dawned, many were asking what went wrong.
The 2030 agenda can help safeguard the future of the people and the planet, the ECOSOC president urged. Here's Mr. Chava again.
I like to think the 2030 agenda is an agenda by and for the youth, not only because young people were active in its elaboration, but because it seeks to achieve lasting prosperity today while preserving our earth for future generations. We have 169 targets to be achieved over the next 15 years to end poverty, protect the planet, and ensure shared prosperity for all by 2030. We must ensure that economic growth is as inclusive as it is sustainable.
That was ECOSOC President Frederick Chava. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.